No Time to Die star Ana de Armas explains why Hollywood is not the place for me to be. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 15, 2022. No Time to Die star Ana de Armas says after watching other people's lives in the entertainment industry become a fishbowl with paparazzi tracking their every move, she realized Hollywood is not the place for me to be. In a recent interview with Elle, de Armas said that she is relieved the past couple of years are behind her. It was weird, the Knives Out star told the magazine. And then at the same time, I was working a lot, and I felt very lucky. The actress detailed the attention she received while dating Ben Affleck during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. After being asked what it was like being in the widely photographed and gossiped about relationship, de Armas said her experience was horrible. Really? Elle asked, to which the actress replied, yeah, which is good. That's one of the reasons why I left LA. De Armas went on to say that after watching other people's lives in the entertainment industry become a fishbowl with paparazzi tracking their every move, and then going through that experience for herself, she realized, this is not the place for me to be. It became a little bit too much. There's no escape. There's no way out, she said of her time in Los Angeles. It's always the feeling of something that you don't have, something missing. It's a city that keeps you anxious. The actress now lives in an apartment in New York with her boyfriend, Tinder executive Paul Bukadakis. The truth is, I never thought I was going to be an action actor. It wasn't my thing, she said. You have to be careful, because it's not what I want to put the focus on. This is not where I'm the most comfortable, to be honest, because I feel ridiculous. And it takes a lot of work. Recently, Halloween franchise star Jamie Lee Curtis, a gun control pusher, who backed Joe Biden in 2020, said she initially believed de Armas, who hails from Cuba, was an inexperienced, unsophisticated young woman who had just arrived in the United States when they first met on set in 2019. Curtis added that de Armas is not as fancy as maybe the advertisements would have you believe. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.